for the beauty of His presence. I'm sure we can all feel God's presence in our midst. That's God's goodness. That's God's love. We have a brief exhortation today because I hear we're on Jen, and we've been given just 1 hour. Blessed be God's holy name. Amen. Eternal Father, we come to your presence by the blood of Jesus. We come with reverence and respect before your throne. Father, we confess our sins. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace. Holy Spirit, sir, we thank you for your love and help. Father, we come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Lubia Momisera, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the privilege that we have to minister your word under open heavens. And Father, so under the covering, I pray you grant me the grace and the unction to minister the word of God with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. I empty myself of myself, all preparations inadequate, they are all are. I lay them down as a sacrifice. And Father, I beseech you for resurrected power, for unction, for divine abilities, that the word of God will have a free course, and the word of God will be glorified. That Father, you will break yokes, you will heal bodies, you will meet needs, you will enlighten our minds, you give us belief to continue to follow after in the things of God, in the things of glory, being strengthened with might by your Spirit in the inner man. Lord, we are not ignorant of the device of the enemy against effectual, fervent delivery and receiving of the word. And so, under covering, unity with my brethren, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, fear, unbelief, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out. We destroy your works, we resist and bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God, the seven spirits of God, to go fulfill the air, enforce and execute God's perfect will concerning our prayers, concerning our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you because you answer our prayers. You do more than what we ask, more than what we think, according to your power that's at work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You're welcome to Zion City Fellowship, Campus Outreach Arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center, pastored by Pastor Luby Johnson and Mommy Sarah Johnson. Thank you for the honor for our parents. Bible says we should give honor to whom honor is due. Say, honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you and you may live long upon the earth. Praise the Lord. Now, like I said, we have a brief time, but so I want all of us putting our thinking caps on. You are a techno-savvy generation. You are going somewhere and you have programmed the GPS. I'm going to Maths Department, University of Lagos. And then you program the GPS. I guess naturally, it will be teleguiding the car to the shortest, swiftest route available, isn't it? So the program is there. The destination will not change. Praise the Lord. However, you take the right turn as you are told, and then that right turn, the bridge is broken. The bridge is broken, so you cannot continue. And then you take a detour or you turn back. What does the GPS do at the end of the day? It redirects you, isn't it? Even through another route. So the routes can change, but what doesn't change is destination. Praise the Lord. What does not change is destination. So once you adjust the route, you follow, you get to where you are going to. Amen. Today, we'll talk about predestined for His glory. Predestined for His glory. Pastor preached on Wednesday and hit an apostolic chord. Praise the Lord. Let's honor our Father with a clap offering. It's not flattery when Bible says we should give honor to whom is due. Amen. The Pastor was preaching, but a time came, those were when the man hit apostolic chord. Amen. And then went on a flow. You see, Bible says in the book of Acts that the brethren continued together in one accord. They were breaking bread. They were in fellowship. They were in prayers. And they had the apostolic teaching. Amen. That is the missing link in most assemblies. They are in fellowship. They are in prayers. They are in breaking of bread. But there is no apostolic unction. Bible says in Ephesians that the church is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. What it just says is that a true assembly, for it to grow, must have fathers. Not biological, not chronological, but maturity in the spirit. Amen. Must have fathers. Says the church is built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. There are pastors, there are evangelists and go, but those are still growing ministries. They are not foundational. Amen. And it's the foundation that sustains the building. Praise the Lord. Being predestined for the glory. Who did God predestine for his glory? We're not talking born again. We're not talking. Who did God predestine for his glory? The answer? All of us. The answer is what? All of us. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. King James. Hello, ma. Read it. Ephesians. Is that King James? No. Who has King James? Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. We need to read it. In Zion City, we'll be reading the scripture by ourselves. Ephesians 1. If Emmy open it, 4 to 6. Give it to her. She will read. Ephesians chapter 1. Nifemi, I hope you are not going to Old Testament. Okay, good. Verses 4 to 6. Yeah, I like that font size. Very big. Read it loud and clear.
According as he has chosen us in him.
According as he has chosen us.
In him.
In him.
Before the foundation of the world.
Before the foundation of the world.
That we should be holy and without blame. And without blame.
And without blame.
Before him in love.
Before him in love. That's right.
Having predestined us unto the adoption. Unto the adoption of the children.
To the adoption of children.
By Jesus Christ to himself.
By Jesus Christ to himself.
According to the good pleasures.
According to the good pleasure.
Of his will.
Of his will.
Verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace.
To the praise and the glory of his grace.
Wherein he hath made us accepted in the
beloved. He has made us accepted in the beloved. Praise the Lord. He has predestined from the foundation of the world that we should be holy before him in love. Praise the Lord. When did God do that? When we were born? Before the foundation of the world. Bible says, known. You can sit down, mama. Known are the works of God from the foundations of the world. And that's what Pastor was highlighting on Wednesday. That nothing just started. God, you see, that's why when they say God, you step back. Praise the Lord. God's mind, you know, you'll soon be parents, someone like Pastor Lalu. I'm sure if you have a way to play through Pastor Lalu's mind, once in a while you'll see that, Nathan, you know, he will finish, he will go to Lifeworth High, then after Lifeworth High, go to maybe Cambridge or Oxford, and go probably, if he's computer savvy, in short, before he goes to university, already know MATLAB. And it's a love expression of a father. God did that for every human being that will ever be created. He already had his mind. He can take all that. Oh, we we can't phantom God. All that. You see, that's human being, though. But it will surprise you that the way God has phantomed that, thank God for human, which is highest. Every molecule, every atom that is present, God has a database of everything. He opposes all things by the word of his power. Everything is under God's control. That's why it's God. You know, Papa Raph said, he said, the devil is not God's adversary. He's your adversary. You can't have adversary. The way you are, someone is not your mate. It can't be your adversary. It's your own adversary. It's our adversary as human beings. It's not God's adversary. God doesn't have equal. So God doesn't have any adversary. Haven't predestinated us. But like that GPS, many times we take a wrong detour. But God is still keeping the destination. God didn't predestinate you to go to hell. No. He predestinated us from fashion that which to be holy before him in love. People now choose and turn their back by their free will from God. And he will keep doing everything to bring them back to that destination. Praise the Lord. You keep doing everything to bring them back to that destination. So we make mistakes sometimes. We detour away, but God is always there watching over us to bring us back, that GPS, so that that destination remains sure. That's how he has predestined. And what we need to do is to make sure that we keep meeting the conditions to make sure that the GPS is working. Bible says, and Pastor mentioned it, in a great house, there are vessels of gold, Timothy, and of silver, of wood, of stubble. Gold, up there. Silver, hay, and stubble, down. He now says, if any man, thank you, in the great house, they are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth. So, some to honor, some to dishonor. So, you may say, well, God created, when he created, he had made some people gold, silver. Then he has made some people wood. Then he has already made some to honor, dishonor. Well, the next verse does not say that. Verse 21. If a man, therefore, purge himself from these, that's from the sin nature. That's what I was talking about. He will be a vessel of honor. Sanctified, meat for the master's use, prepared. So God's design is always the honor. But he gives you your condition. Praise the Lord. If apostles therefore put themselves. No. If a man, any man, purge himself from that sin nature, he's going to be a vessel of honor. Praise the Lord. He will be rooted back to destination. He'll be rooted back to destination. Amen. You see, the problem why many people are away, there's a multitude, an army away from destination, is that they are being fed the wrong conditions. Praise the Lord. They are not feeding their conditions like this. If a man purged himself, they are told, no matter what you do, God loves you and he will bless you. They are told that now, you've had it now. Let's say, kese, you get the blessing. They don't preach conditions. I was reminding my wife, and I think I've said it here, when I went to Oweri many, many years ago. So in the evening, I was taking a walk, and I saw a billboard. The angel called money. That was the title of the crusade. The angel called money. Then when they now wrote angel, A-N, then the N was Naira. Naira. The angel called money. But I told myself, that's where people will go. That's where people will go. Thank you, Pastor Laulu. And the love of money is the root of all evil. You purge yourself and you be a vessel of honor, sanctified, meet for the master's you, prepared unto every good work. And brethren, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, all the money you need is there.
all the money you need is in this sanctified meat for the man, prepared unto every good work. The money is there. And do I dare say, the real money is there. So that deception is to tell you it can be done quicker. It can be done quicker. Keep the destination in view. Praise the Lord. Keep the destination in view. So, how do we keep our destination of glory in view? God has predestined us. When we are born again and the same nature that rose Jesus from the dead, that same nature came into us. Inside that thing was our destiny. That life that transformed us, that new man that entered, Colossians 3, I don't have time, say the image of him that created him is inside you. That thing is already, the destiny of glory is already imparted. Not later, at born again. Amen. At born again. Like we once said, the flesh-tearing, strong, fierce, gracious ability of a lion, everything is in the baby. You may just not see it. But it's not going to pick that nature from any other place. It's already inside. It just takes what? Growth. It just takes growth. If there's no growth, you forever think, oh, so these are how lions are. This is a lion, and I put my hand inside his teeth. He didn't bite me. And so when I do shakara, he may run away. But the whole nature, his predestination, is still is already inside. So at born again, that predestination for glory is inside. Praise the Lord. How do we maintain it on the path of growth? Number one is to keep the relationship between you and God on by the blood of Jesus. Amen. You need to keep that relationship by the blood of Jesus. That is the new and the living way. If there's any block between you and God, the blood will remove it. That's why we confess our sins. That's why we repent. So that you keep a clean channel between you and God. God is the one that imparted it. You keep the channel between you and God clean. Amen. Keep it clean. Don't condemn yourself. Quickly repent. Amen. And keep that channel clean. Praise the Lord. So that all the flow that can come, all the flow that can come, amen, as small as it looks, the strength of a Christian is in that simple, Father, I confess my sins. As simple as it is. Because once you do that, then God has taken over. Amen. It's the sin that is hindering. So once you confess, you put that gateway open. Amen. That's where your strength is. Don't put your strength in your good works. Do good works. But always remember that once you come by the blood, you have access. Amen. It's your blood that gives us access to you. It's the blood. Don't come before the access door and say, Amy, and your fair, distinguished woman of God, minstrel of God, Shileku. Just plead the blood. The door will open. Amen. Amen. Have that confidence in the blood. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give me Behemoth. It's not in my note. Job 30, 34, 35. Behemoth. Behemoth. The strength of the child in the womb is in the navel connection. Yes. Job 40. Next verse. We don't have time to do expose on Behemoth, but I'll do next verse. Lo now, his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the navel of his belly, is in the connection. Amen. Navel typifies the connection between you and your mother. Amen. That's where your force is. You'll have expected the force to be here, isn't it? You'll have expected the force to be here. No, it's here. It's that connection between you and God. That's where the strength is. That relationship. Yeah, definitely, there are two parts to it. I'll talk about loins and navel later, distinguishing it. But navel now, that navel is connection between you and your parent force. Amen. Stay by the blood. I want to repeat that. Don't allow the devil put you in a pity party of what you didn't do. Come by the blood and go back and do it properly. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That blood gives you the access. Hallelujah. That's how you keep the path of growth. Amen. To your destination. The second thing is the word of God. Amen. It's the word of God. You see, that nature that is in your spirit, the food of that nature is God's word. The image of him that created, I think I have to go to that scripture. Colossians, the image of him that created him. I saw that scripture as a student. Okay, good. My son Joshua just joined us online. So give me Colossians. Maybe I'll look. 3:10. Thank you, PL. That's why I call him a distinguished man of God. And put on the new man. Ekao. And put on the new man. Chinedu, I didn't hear you. And put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Hey, the day I first saw this scripture, it is renewed in knowledge of the image of him that created him. That means the him is outside and the him is inside. Amen. The him inside is renewed by the knowledge of him that created him. Amen. So God's nature that is in you, that is injected when you got born again, that thing needs to be fed with the word of God. It's renewed in knowledge. Need to be fed with the word of God. Praise the Lord. I beg you, read your Bible. Read it daily. Now, I once confessed this to you that many times I don't finish reading my Bible daily. I don't. But either Thursday or Saturday as we finish Gideon in the morning and we want to morning prayer, good morning Jesus, I want to wait for Gideon 45 minutes, all the deficits that have not finished for the week, just sit down and read it. So by the end of the week, the protein, the carbohydrate, I mean you drank pap in the morning because you are rushing to class. In class in the afternoon, you were so busy, you drank Coke. At least in the night, you will eat meat or egg so that you can balance your nutrition. Praise the Lord. So sometimes when you don't finish, find time and read your Bible. Praise the Lord. Find the time. You enter the taxi. You are going, pick the phone out and cover up some chapters that you couldn't do in the morning. There's always a way to cover it up. Praise the Lord. Amen. We went to examine students today for Olubi Sarah Johnson Scholarship. So, busy. Oh, yeah, sit down. Take your paper, start. When they started, 1 hour had gone. After 1 and a half, everything, just sat down in one corner and quickly cover some of my deficit Bible reading. That is, you have, there is time. Amen. May God show you the time. Amen. The time is there. May God show you. Praise the Lord. It is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Read the Bible. Praise the Lord. Think on the word of God. Praise the Lord. And like I said before, listen to apostolic teaching. The word comes in three parts. To be read, to be meditated on, and to be heard. Praise the Lord. It's three combinations. You cannot, one or two is not enough. Hear apostolic teaching. Read the word yourself. Think on the word yourself. Amen. That's what that nature, that predestined nature of glory that was put in you when you are born again, that's what it feeds on. Amen. It's renewed. It's renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's why you read the word. Amen. It's renewed in the image of him that created him. Praise the Lord. The third one predestined unto glory is praying in the Spirit. It's doing what? Praying in the Spirit. See, when you pray in the Spirit, you know what you do? The nature that is in you, the word that is in you, you now live it out. Amen. You leave it out. That's what. See, when you pray in the Spirit, you do not. Bible says you do not know what you are praying. How be it in the Spirit, you speak mysteries. Amen. Mysteries of what? Mysteries of your destiny. It is written. In short, bless you, Pastor Lalu. Papa Raf said something. When he first said it, I must confess that it was kind of news to my ear. He said, with growth, Jesus was born by Mary in the manger. Then Jesus was with his father Joseph and Mary. They used to take him to the temple. He used to read the scriptures, and he continued, and he continued. And one day it became clear to him by the scripture that he is the Son of God. He said, don't ever think he just knew he was the Son of God. No. No. He was born. He was growing. But as he kept looking at the scripture, looking at the scripture, looking at the scripture, looked at the volume of the book, then he was convinced that this is me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How will you discover yourself? By taking heed to the word. Hallelujah. Amen. By taking heed to the word. Jesus knew, said, Jesus knew by the books that he is the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something, young people. It's a crazy world out there. You see, one of the reasons why the world is going crazy, going bonkers, many times with young people, is an identity crisis. He doesn't know who he is. So when they tell him about something that they can sniff and that he's going to feel on top of the world, he is already conflicted on who he is. So he's trying to see, maybe that's, when I go there, that's me. Praise the Lord. You can swear easily somebody who does not know who he is. Because he's constantly looking for an acceptance. That he has an identity problem. Whereas, if you quickly know by the scriptures who you are, when they now say, so, you say, no, someone like me, I don't go to such things. You know who you are. You know where you can't go. You know where you can't go. It's identity crisis. So the earlier all what we are saying, you key into it, the better for you. It's a crazy world. Crazy world. They get to university, they are 16, 17. You can see they are mad with the freedom they just got. But you can always manage those things when you know who you are. All that wildness, wild fierceness is identity problem. You are the Son of God. You are the daughter of God. You know who you are. When they bring all those things, you just smile. You just smile because you are settled. Because you are settled, they're going to meet you. Say, it's happening, you know. They are looking for babes in Premier. These are real life things. And the stew and the rice that night had no fish, no meat, nothing. And when you look at the mirror, you're not bad now. And looking for babies, it's 80K. Just a night, 80K. Identity crisis. When you know who you are, you just even talk about low, you don't tell anybody, you told yourself. Praise the Lord. It's not my life, I don't do that. Let's get into this thing and let's know who we are. That's why the world is going crazy. They are trying to discover themselves because they've left God. Some years ago in UI, a young lady started having sudden mental issues.
shouting, laughing. They couldn't hold her. She was in Queens Hall, second or third floor. That's why she ran towards the pavement and fell down in that madness and died. 16 years old, 100 level, law. 16. When the boys were now drinking their Heineken and palm wine, they started laughing about the dead of the person who got her pregnant and gave her something to remove it that now affected her. And they were laughing over it. The mother came to collect the body and crying, said, "Have I not tried? 16, 100 level law. Have I not done my job?" But Tracy suddenly got freedom. Suddenly ran out of daddy and mommy's control and ran riot and went into trouble. These are the realities of life. When you know, you remember your creator in the days of your youth. Quickly know God, who tell you it's not a luxury. It's a crazy world. Don't join them in their madness. Don't join them in their madness. There's nothing they have to offer. I got born again at 17. I just thank God. Thank God. Because that time, I was just deciding to join them in the world. To start to move with the boys. God said, "A lie, you are going nowhere. May God shoot you down before you fly stupid flights." You didn't say amen to that. May God shoot you down before you fly stupid flights. Praying in the spirit. So that's the third one. You pray out. Let me read the last scripture. I think I need to leave the podium. Last scripture. Oh, did I? Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your salvation in fear and trembling. Work out. That Philippians? I think Philippians. Work out. That's what I told you. The blood. The word of God to feed that nature and then pray in the spirit. Work out your salvation. Can you get it for me quickly? Oh, it's still not there. When is there, let me know. Okay. Yeah. Combine 12 and 13 together. Good. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but much more in my absence. Don't only start to talk blood of Jesus and go because Pastor Laulu is there. Much more. Much more in the absence. Amen. All this blood of Jesus, confess your sins, read the Bible, pray in the spirit. How many hours do you see Pastor Laulu in a week? Do it much more. Let it be part of you. Praise the Lord. Walk out. Let's say it. Walk out your own salvation with fear and that salvation is your destiny. Praise the Lord. Walk it out. We said by the blood of Jesus, by the word of God. Reading, meditating, listening to apostolic, and praying this way. Walk out that predestination that God gave you from before the foundation of the world is in you, but you need to walk it out. Amen. In the fear of God. Walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. Next, verse 13. For it is God that worketh in you. Amen. So what are you working out? What has been worked in you? Nobody is giving you a task that is on you. No. Work out what God has worked in. Praise the Lord. That's why it starts with God. It ends with God. You don't start in a vacuum. God has worked in. And then you start from there. He has worked in. For it is God that worketh in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Or to say, to give you your expected end. To give you your expected end. Our God is not a boring God. Praise the Lord.
Our God is precise. Our God loves us. Our God wants the best for us. Amen. That we may be holy and without blame in this world. Walk worthy of God unto all pleasing. Be fruitful in every good work. The things you lay your hands upon shall prosper. Praise the Lord. Those are all his blessings. But you are holy and without blame in this world. Many of the things we run after is because we think God doesn't want us to have them or God is too slow. Nothing can be further from the truth. Praise the Lord. I read a scripture today. I don't know how related it is, but something in my heart just said, read that scripture. Luke chapter 12. No, I think it's 10. It's the current Bible reading of today. So I think it's Luke 10. Yeah. It's talking on if the father, Luke 11, if you ask for egg, yeah, Luke 11. 11:9, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? If he ask a fish, will you for a fish give him a serpent? And if he ask for egg, will you offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil with your sin nature, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Praise the Lord. So, that's where I want to end. Two things are in that scripture. Trust God. Say if you are a natural father, then you are afraid, you will not think God cannot give you what you want. But you can trust your father to give you what you want. If you ask for your father bread, he won't give you. So you not think God will give you something bad. But you now use the word, how much more will he give you the Holy Spirit? Praise the Lord. Please use that Holy Spirit. Amen. It goes to tell you, if there's something God wants to give that is so important for you, it is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pray in the Spirit to write out that salvation. I'm told our time is up. I think we need to pray. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads in prayer. God has spoken to us today. In short, when these words were coming, I knew it was God that was talking. I think Pastor Lalu, we looked at ourselves on Wednesday after this. I said, Friday. Because what we had that Wednesday, obviously, cannot just fall on the ground like that. And that's what we've come to echo. God's destiny is for the glory. He has a great future for you. An expected end. So following God is not a retrogressive step. But you need to trust him. That God is taking you to glory. Recommit to the blood of Jesus. Yes. We are not perfect yet, so in your imperfection, remember the blood. Don't wallow in sin. Stay with the word of God. And pray in the Spirit. Be walosi ibigiga fa walosi ibigiga oluwajo ewa gbe wa soke. One more time. Gbe wa lo si o, gbe wa lo si, take us higher into glory.
Oluwa, Oluwa ijo, ewa gbe wa soke. Let's bow our heads, put our hands on your chest, another hand lifted up, say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your love. You have loved me before the foundation of the world. You are showing your love, and you want your love to be on my life, to be expressed in my life to the fullness. Thank you for the word that I'm hearing. Thank you for the grace that you have given. Help me, Lord. I commit afresh to cleaning with the blood, reading the word, thinking on the word, and hearing apostolic messages. I commit afresh to praying in the spirit. I commit afresh to trusting you, to have the fear of God, so that I can run away from all evil and have all wisdom in you. You are sufficient for all these things. Help me, Lord, to do your will so that I can live a life of your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.